USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Arizona inmates who escaped from prison around 5 days ago were captured in a cotton field Thursday morning. 49-year-old John Sharpiat, convicted of child molestation and sentenced to 35 years, and 61-year-old David Harmon, sentenced to 100 years on kidnapping charges, were captured in Coolidge, Arizona. An experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by biotech company Novavax is 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19. It also showed that it protected against the UK variant of the virus. Unlike the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which use snippets of genetic code known as messenger RNA to trigger the immune system, Novavax's vaccine relies on synthesized coronavirus proteins that jumpstart the body's immune system. The United States on Thursday called for calm just hours after a top official from China said Taiwan's independence would mean war with Taipei, and those who play with fire will burn themselves, end quote. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.